Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Actually, I guess it's still morning here. This is Julie Anderson, and I am the host of the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire show that you are listening to now. We are so excited. We are live at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on our spot on Blog Talk Radio. So if you're out there in the Blog Talk Radio world, welcome to the show. I have a very exciting show for you today, an exciting interview of a wonderful businesswoman. We had a conversation earlier today on the Brain Lady Speak Show, my other podcast radio show, and I am really excited to have her on this particular one because we are going to be talking about successful women in business. As you know, this is what the Women Entrepreneurs Radio Show podcast is all about. We want to bring to you information that will help you to have a more successful business, to help you to manage your business and your life better in a way to just skyrocket your business and your business endeavors. We are here, Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire, womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com is the resource for women, wisdom, and success. If you haven't checked out the website, head on over there. Check us out. Take a look at what we've got to offer. We are building this, so bear with us. It's kind of in its beta stage. We are building this, and we are actively seeking dynamic women who want to become a part of our expert premier coaches, the ones that will help other women starting their business or struggling in their business to succeed on a higher level. If you are interested in being one of those experts, please reach out to me. I will give you the contact information at the end of the show today. We are also expanding the Women Entrepreneurs Podcast Network. We have a few podcasts on there now, and we are actively looking for dynamic female entrepreneurs who want to join this amazing group of women who are, or men, if you have a message to help women entrepreneurs, or if you are just a woman entrepreneur who has a message that you want to get out to the world, podcast is the way to do it. Let me tell you, our guest today even has a radio show, and maybe we'll touch on that and the benefits of having an online platform where you can share your message outside of just your local community by having a podcast or a radio show. So all that information is going to be on at the end of the show, as well as all of the information on how to get in touch with our guest today. So I strongly encourage you to listen to the entire program so you'll get in touch. You'll know how to get in touch with her and to get the fabulous download that she is offering today. With that, enough said, let me introduce our amazing guest today. Our guest is Nancy Soleri, and she is a best-selling author, renowned speaker. She is a business success and personal motivation. As a life coach, she has empowered people to overcome their physical and emotional challenges and achieve their goals. When Nancy was 16 years old, she was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and has experienced progressive vision loss over the years. Despite her prognosis, she was resilient in creating a vision for her future and determined to live with purpose and follow her dreams. She went on to go to work for Good Morning America, for Entertainment Tonight. She's had a professional music career and was a top producing realtor in Southern California. Today, Nancy hosts the National Living Full Out show and is an inspiring example of creating a successful life through determination and positivity. Nancy believes everyone is capable of overcoming adversities and living full out. She is a speaker. She is a writer. She is a coach. Please welcome to the show, Nancy. Thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. I am just, like I said to the audience, we had a great conversation on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show this morning, and we talked a little bit about the mindset thing and the negativity. And if that's something you're struggling with, I want you to head over and listen to the interview, because she had some great information that she shared, very practical steps that she shared with us on the program this morning. But as I mentioned, we're going to talk business. Let's talk business, how to stimulate your business and make it work for you. That's what we want to talk about. So real briefly, tell us what inspired you. I shouldn't say briefly, share with us your story. What inspired you to start your company, Living Full Out? Because you had a career in the entertainment world with your other outlets, but what made you want to start your company, Living Full Out?
Well, I'm going to go back just a little bit, because one of the things that kind of was an ingredient in getting me to where I am today was going legally blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. And the thing about business, the thing about any career endeavor we have, is that we have to be patient. And we have to let each experience, each job, each time we work with a client build on top of each other, and just kind of trust the process that it'll eventually lead us to where we're meant to be, our purpose. And we don't always know that early on. So, yes, I had a career in broadcasting early on in my life, and a career in the music industry and in real estate. But throughout each of those careers, part of the reason for why I made the changes was actually my vision loss. When I was in broadcasting early on in my life and I would look at a teleprompter, it's like the words were kind of jumping around. That's when my vision was starting to change. And I had a really hard time expressing, like, what is this, right? And then, same thing in the music industry, I would perform and on stage and it would be dark, and that's when the night blindness kicked in. So I evolved and moved into real estate. And then on real estate, you know, here I was, a top producing realtor, but the lines on the road started to disappear. The blind spot started to kind of gather more and more in my eyes, and I had to give up driving. And through each of those really large careers, you know, I learned a lot about business. I learned a lot about who I wanted to be, but I also had to, you know, kind of let life unfold, right? Because you can't control what you can't control, which was my vision for me. And ultimately, it led me to Living Full Out, creating my own company, which is actually kind of a kick, because I can use the best of my ability, which is my mind, my creative spirit. But all the other people that work with Living Full Out, they're my eyes, they're my hands, right? I don't do it all alone. I may be the visionary, but, you know, I found the right pair of shoes that fit. And it was a pair of shoes where Nancy could just use her ears, her mind, you know, everything in my capability. I don't have to use my eyes anymore.
You know, I love that story, because it really helps. The message that I see it sending to our listeners is that no matter what your situation is, you can find an outlet. You can find your inspiration to build a business around your circumstances, because we don't all have those perfect circumstances. So you can't, but you don't, your example proves that you didn't use that as an excuse to just sit back and let life pass you by. You were like, okay, this career doesn't work, so I'm moving on to one that I can design myself around me and around what I've got. And I love that message, because that really is what a lot of entrepreneurs want to do, but they struggle to do it successfully. So I appreciate that message. Thank you for sharing that with us. Now,
absolutely.
One of the things that that we have here to discuss, and I think this is so, so important, because as a brain lady, stepping into my brain lady shoes, I understand that each individual, everybody has to know you have your strength. Go with your strength. Go with your wheelhouse. Stay in your lane, so to speak, and outsource the rest, right? Don't try to do everything all the time. You can only hit a certain level of success in your business if you are trying to do it all, because it's going to drain your brain, and it's just not it's not feasible. You only have so many hours in the day. So one of the questions that we have here is, how do you select team members when hiring for various positions? And I might say subcontracting out to other dynamic women entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs out there. What do you do to select the right person to help support you in your strengths?
Thank you. That's a great question. And I have two examples I'm going to give to you. Okay. One example is when I'm in an interview with someone, I know that I can teach them skills, or maybe because I'm legally blind, someone else on my team will teach them the skill, right? But what you cannot teach is passion, integrity, accountability. You know, those are some secret ingredients that the person just has to have. And so those are things that I look for. And the way to find that is to ask a question. It's a coaching question that I use. What's important to you about dot, dot, dot? What's important to you about dot, dot, dot? So find out what is important to that person. Why did they apply for the job in the first place? What's their life out there personally like? Are they married? Are they, you know, do they have hobbies? If you invest in the people that you're looking to hire or looking to bring into your team, now you're more of a team. It's not you're the dun 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 boss, right? You want to bring it so people are at the same level where there's no intimidation factor. It's kind of like we're all in this together. We're a team.
You know, I love that because I have a lot of corporate clients, and when I work with them, one of the topics I work with them in is developing a brain friendly culture, right? And a lot of companies and I break this down, entrepreneurs need to think like the big companies. They don't have to run their business like the big companies, but if they are wanting to hit six figures, seven figures, they have to think that way. They have to think big, right? And I tell these corporates, you, even if you don't think you need to build a culture, by not trying to build a culture, you're building a culture. Like, it's going to happen on its own. So I love that in your selecting of team members, you're saying hire people that are going to resonate with your team, with your mission, with your energy that your company has. Is that kind of what I'm pulling out of that?
Absolutely. And if you do that, then consider it like everybody's on a playground, right? We're kids again, right? Then everybody's going to play nice on the playground. Everybody's going to help lift each other up, support each other. What you want to try to stay away from is the person that's just there to punch a clock. Okay, not that I'm telling those people that they're wrong or anything's bad. I mean, everyone's got to make their money to pay their bills. But if you're an entrepreneur and you're starting as a solopreneur and then you're adding one person, two people, three people, you really need those people that have the same passion for the product and service that you are creating. And so the punch the clock people, they're not going to have that same passion. And they may not even desire to be there that long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you're a public speaker or you're running radio shows or you need things last minute done for you, you want somebody that wants to believe or that wants to do it because they believe in what you're doing. And you have many facets to your business, right? I mean, you're running the radio show, the Living a Full Out radio show, which we'll talk about that and how my listeners can get in contact with you for that at the end of the program, but at the end of the interview, but you also, you're a public speaker, which means you have to have a team that works with that. You do life coaching. So there's positions there. So do you have multiple teams that you work with within your business, that you have within your business?
We completely have teams. In fact, we have social media teams. We have a Facebook team. We have a Pinterest team. We have an Instagram team, a YouTube team, people who do all the editing. We have an entire production team that does the show live, but we also have a post-production team that edits videos and preps them and gets them ready for, you know, the public from there. And, you know, I have an executive assistant. And, you know, all of these people, like I said, I value them very much, and I hope that they feel that and know that, because again, a lot of times they're my eyes for what I can't see, so I even further value their opinion. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, bring your thoughts to the table. You know, maybe you'll see something differently than I see or that somebody else sees. And now everybody's kind of mixing that stew together. It's not Nancy's stew. Living Full Out may have been created by me, but I've kind of let everybody put in their own ingredients. And that's how we are able to put out great product and just grow. Like, literally daily we're growing.
I love it. And is it a challenge to build unity among these different teams?
That's such an interesting question because it is. Most everybody gets along because, again, they all have that same passion, that same spirit. But sometimes you have to meet people where they are, meaning that, you know, they may be strong in one area but need some coaching, some teaching in another. And really, just like how we coach and mentor our clients, we also coach and mentor within our team. And when one person falls down, somebody's there to pick you up. If somebody doesn't know how to do something, somebody else is there to do a quick conference call to train them, to teach them. And so it's a very constructive, useful environment because no woman or man is left behind living Full Out. And I would say that, you know, the people who have graduated, they're even many, many years down the line in their careers, all the way to the people who are interning for us right now, still in school, you know, it's all learning and growing. And so with that atmosphere, I think everybody's pretty happy because they know that there's growth. They know that they're making a difference.
I love that. And having them feel that they're part of the team and that the teams are part of the company, that's building a company culture that is fostering, you know, that unity, which I think is really good. Give us a little bit of, I'm going to kind of sidebar a little bit here because I want our listeners to fully understand everything that you do, because you talked about these different teams. We've talked about your radio show. Tell us, what's the messaging primarily behind your radio show and your company? What do you do? Who do you work with in terms of clients? So you've got your radio show. Who would want to listen to that? Who wants to check that out? And what other types of people do you serve in your other branches of business?
That is a great question, and I think we have to start first of all with what Living Full Out means and our whole purpose for being in this world. So Living Full Out, the company was developed based upon the fact that we want people to have balance in their life. We want you to thrive in your career, but also in your personal life and even for your own hobbies and goals. And so just like how there would be a pie, there's slices to the pie, and we want you to be able to grow evenly in all aspects of your life. And over my years in different careers and working with clients, you know, what we've really specialized in is connecting the dots for our clients, helping them to find resources or build a team. And just know that, you know what, if I want XYZ goal, I can attain it, but we help to give them the benchmarks, the resources to kind of keep them stepping forward. Because without that map of where you're going, sometimes it can feel like, will I ever get there? And we try to take that bewilderness out of the mix and make them feel more confident that, yes, it's going to happen. It might just take a year, 5 years, whatever that may be. And so with all that in mind, what we have created is different delivery methods, because not everybody learns the same. So if you are somebody that likes to pick up a book and read it, or if you want to go to a blog and read an article, then we serve that group. And so that's why we have products like workbooks and webinars and the blog, and we allow them to read with their eyes and digest it that way. Other people, like myself, are more auditorial learners. So that's where we're going to have our YouTube channel with different videos that tap into different challenges that people may face, or the radio show. You know, we give people that opportunity to call in live, and I'm standing by, and I can give them kind of laser coaching on the moment. And we also have inspirational guests that come on, and they share with us what, you know, I should say disability or crisis or challenge or whatever they've gone through, and we find out how did they survive, you know, what did they learn. And then on top of that, you know, there's the some people, they want to be more private. You know, they need to ask me things either in person or over the phone. So that's where the one-on-one coaching comes into play. And then sometimes there is a special, a special conversion or even momentum that happens within a group. So when I get booked to speak, either a workshop or a keynote, and I'm speaking in front of anywhere from 10 people to even 1,000 people, there's this atmosphere in the room where everybody's in it together. You know, turn to the person on the right, turn to the person on the left. That is a magical environment. So really, we just find the right delivery method for the learner, and then we make our offerings available one-on-one or in groups.
I love it. Wonderful. We're going to take a quick commercial break here, and then we're going to come back and find out more about what keeps Nancy going.
Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. And now, every week, she is here to share her knowledge with you. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Tune in to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Brain Lady Anderson, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
All right, we are back with the Women Entrepreneurs Show. We are here talking with Nancy Soleri about tapping into some of her wonderful business wisdom. I just love it. I just love it. So we were talking before we went to break a little bit about teams, about hiring things, about her company Living Full Out and what services that she provides with a company that is so diverse as the one you have. How far out in the future? Because I think this is important, especially as we're kind of rounding towards that last quarter. We're almost to October, the last quarter of 2019. And I'm always telling my clients, you got to think way out. You have to have your 5-year plan. You have to have your 10-year plan. You have to have your exit strategy. Like, people don't think about their exit strategy and retirement and things like that. But we're looking at next year. You know, what are we going to do in 2020? What are your goals, and how is that going to push you to reach your 5-year goal, your 10-year goal, and so on and so forth? How far out do you, as a business owner, plan your company's goals?
That's a great question. We definitely have a roadmap for where we want to go, all the way out to 5 years, even beyond that, really. But what we also know is things are organically sometimes changing, and we're always wanting to kind of up our game, include other team members. We do a lot of partnerships with a lot of joint ventures, and so in some ways in business you want to have a business plan, you want to have an outline for what you want to achieve, and I always recommend put deadlines, put benchmarks, dates to those accomplishments that you want to have. But I also think you have to be a little bit fluid, because those unknowns that happen in our personal lives, they also happen in business. And you have to be willing to move and be flexible with what's coming your way.
Great. That's good advice. Good advice. Now, so you've got this multifaceted company. What motivates you on difficult days to go to your desk and get the work done? Or those Saturdays when you're doing the show, but it's a hard day for you, you're tired, you're fatigued, you're whatever the situation is, what motivates you on those days?
I generally think about the people that we help, the people that we've made a difference. And I think about the times that I've been on the phone with them and they've been crying, or the text messages they've sent me or the emails that they've sent me, and just that hopelessness, that despair. And then I think about when they made that switch, that jump, and they giggled and they had a sense of pride. And that to me is just so valuable. That makes me want to get out of bed in the morning. But what I also think about is, and again, it's not all about me, it's my whole team, right? But if Living Full Out and my team and every person wasn't doing their part, what I worry about is the people that we would not serve. If we weren't around, who would we not have motivated? Who could I have not coached? And so I show up for those people.
I like that. I like that. Who still needs to hear? Who still needs to be in touch with you? Who still needs to have their lives changed with the message that you have? That's great. I love that. So, Nancy, you have, we've talked a little bit about the different things that you do. Tell us about your radio show, your Living Full Out radio show, and how can my listeners tap into, listen to that, and who knows, maybe even call in and get some laser coaching right on the spot. How can they get in contact with you for that?
Well, first of all, they can go to livingfullout.com for everything. That's the beauty of it. It's like you just go there for everything, the blog, social media, you name it. But specifically, if you go to the radio page, you'll be able to listen live every Saturday, 11 Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. We give the number all throughout the show to call in and get me live. We have all of our episodes listed there. We even have a 24-hour radio station. Like if you have Alexa or we're in the App Store, just look out for Living Full Out Radio, and you can listen to us anytime you want. But the thing is the show, I think, is really special because of the two parts of it, one part being the fact that people can call in and we learn from each other, right? Somebody might call in and say, you know, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and no doctor ever has an answer. I get that. Or somebody might say, I really hate my job, but like, I don't have time to go find a job. Who hasn't been there, right? Or, you know, loss is loss. Grieving is grieving. You know, hopes and desires, while they may be different, you know, we just all want to get to our place of happy. So I think there's this really great momentum that occurs when we even hear an inspirational guest share their story, because we may not have the exact same story they have, but we see parts of ourselves in them. And in some ways, that's why reality TV has taken off so much. You know, people like to watch. People like to see what happens, and they see themselves in that person. So we just try to make that available so that people can get inspired.
I like that. I like that. All right. So all of her links, I want everyone to know that you can go to the show page, the Women Entrepreneurs Show podcast show, and the Women Entrepreneurs Podcast Network, and you can find all the links. So her link for her main website, as well as her links for YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, all of the above. You'll be able to do that, connect with her there. Now, Nancy, you have something, a complimentary download that you can offer to the listeners. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So if you go to livingfullout.com, right on the homepage, there's going to be an 80 tips document for how to bring balance into your life. And the tips are so varied. There's tips on how what you can eat to bring better balance, ways to help you sleep, ways to help you create that vision, that plan for your business and your life. What do you do with people who are toxic? How do you bring balance into your life? How do you let them go? All of that is in that document. So you just put in your name, your email, it's free, and it's yours. And again, you can just snoop around all over Living Full Out once you're there for more resources on the blog or, you know, just tons of content and videos.
I love it. That's awesome. Great ways to tap into. And if you're a little hesitant to reach right out right now and send her an email, this gives you, if you go to her website, you have, like she said, all of those different ways to get to know her, feel her energy, get to learn more about what she does, listen to her show on Saturdays, and just really connect with her. I fully enjoyed being able to interview you twice today. What a privilege. Thank you so much, Nancy, for being on the show, for sharing your wisdom and great tips to help women entrepreneurs, or any entrepreneur for that matter, or business owner, to not just survive in their business, but to actually thrive in it. I love that. Thank you so much for being on the show again this afternoon or this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. And just go out there, live full out, and create a business that is purposeful and makes a difference.
I love it. I love it. I agree 100%. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for listening today to the Women Entrepreneurs Podcast. Or if you're listening live on Blog Talk Radio, thank you for tuning in with us. We are very happy that you took the time to be with us, and we're honored that you spent your time with us. I want to remind everyone again, you can find all of those links on the show page. And if you are interested in becoming a part of our wonderful group of women entrepreneurs, we have several ways that you can engage. You can become a basic member of Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. What we do with that, that's $45 a year. That's it. What we do is we scan in your business card, we put it on the website, we link directly to your website. So it gives you all this SEO cross linking kind of stuff that's great for your business. So that's, join us that way. That way you're going to be in the loop. You're going to find out, you're going to get notices on all of these great shows that we have. You can like the page, you can like the show and get notices on the great shows. Maybe you want to be a guest on the show. You might have a wonderful message that you want to share that is directly related to women entrepreneurs. I would love to highlight you. Shoot me an email at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. Now, this is a mouthful, a little tough to spell, but everything's plural on this. So it's women entrepreneurs with an S, extraordinaire.com. Got to come up with a shorter name. send me an email, put in the subject line, podcast guest, and my assistants will reach out to you and we'll see what we can do to get you scheduled. Maybe you have a message. You have a message that you want to get out to the world. Let me tell you, having a podcast show, a radio show or a podcast, is one of the best ways to do it. Like we talked with Nancy, you can get to know Nancy without ever having to give her a dime. You can get to know whether or not you want to work with her just by listening to her radio show. And when you are a podcast host, we are in dozens of countries. We are well into several other countries on an international base. So we're getting our message out at Women Entrepreneurs or at the Brain Lady Speaks into international waters because we have a podcast. So being a podcast host is an amazing way to expand your business and get your message out to the world. If you are interested in becoming, we are the most affordable platform. Let me tell you, I've done lots of research and I've tried to make this as affordable as we possibly can for our hosts. We hold your hand, we train you, we get you on iTunes, on Spotify, we can get you on Alexa. I mean, all of these different things we're able to get you on when you become a host with Women Entrepreneurs Podcast Network. If you're interested in that, send me an email, info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. Put in the subject box, podcast host. All right, and we'll get back with you. Stay connected with us on Facebook. You can join, you can like the page, Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. You can join the group. on that group. It's another great way for you to highlight your business. I don't like spam. I will not allow spam, but I do want to know what's going on. You got a special going on, you post it in our group. You got an event happening, you post it in our group. You got an interview on a show, you post it in our group. We are there to support women in business. That is why WomenEntrepreneursExtraordinaire.com is all about being the resource center for women, for business, and for success. So reach out, stay connected, click that like button, click that share button. And until next week, as always, I want everyone, this is the way I close my Brain Lady Speak show, and it just fits with the message. I want everyone to enjoy every moment.